Thank you very much, Brad Melke. As we have St. Martin and Richmond on the field right now. The Martins are the home team. Richmond is the visitor this afternoon, or this morning yet, I would say. As we've got starting lineups, I'll bring you starting lineups, and then Kirby with the play-by-play.
No, other way around.
Other way around? You yep. bring starting lineups,
You
Kirby.
Got it. Leading okay. off for Richmond in center field will be Brady Clare batting second in right field. Trent Gertken batting third in catching. Mason Primus batting fourth will be their designated hitter, Cole Schmitz. Batting fifth at first base, Justin Schrader. Batting sixth at shortstop, Logan Elshire. Batting seventh at third base, Cam Miller. Batting eighth in left field, Dusty Adams. Batting ninth at second base, Kyle Buddy. And pitching this afternoon for Richmond is DJ Schleicher, being hit for by Schrader. Again, Clare, Gertken, Primus, Schmidt, Schrader, Elshire, Miller, Adams, Buddy. For the Martins, Kyle Leeser leads off at shortstop. Zach Moritz bats second and catches. Brian Schlungen will bat third and pitch today. Batting fourth at second base, Tanner Arsenal. Batting fifth at third base, Brady Goble. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Avery Schmitz. Batting seventh is the center fielder, Derek Cole. Batting eighth at first base, Scott Leeser. Batting ninth in right field, Matthew Schlungen. And being DH4 in left field, Jalen Arsenal. Leeser, Moritz, Schlungen, Arsenal, Goble, Schmitz, Cole, Leeser, Schlungen, Jalen Arsenal in left field. For the play-by-play on our morning baseball, it's the voice of Region 15C, Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby. And the first pitch from Brian Schlungen to Brady Clare is outside ball, 1-0. Clare, Gertken, and Primus, the top three in the Richmond lineup, as the right-hander Brian Schlungen delivers, and Clare loops this one into left center field. That's a strong single. Clare is going to dig for second, and he's going to go in standing with the double.
Got that wind blowing in from left, Randy. That ball kind of got knocked down, but Arsenal in left and Cole in center just kind of placed perfectly between them. Brady, a decision right out of the box.
Yeah.
Throw me out. They did not. He's in with a double.
So Brady Clare starts the game with a double, looped between left and center fielders, Arsenal and Cole. And that'll bring Trent Gertken to the plate. Trent in right field today. And the pitch two, Trent inside, a ball 1-0. Brian Schlungen, we've seen him in this region catch. We've seen him play left field. We've seen him play center field. We've seen him throw at a runner yesterday, and now we see him pitch.
Seen him wear a baseball cap on Twitter?
That's right. Gertken pops this one up, shallow right field. Matthew Schlungen coming hard. That sun is brutal this time of the day there. Matthew makes the catch, and look at the young man air the arm out there.
He's loose, huh?
He is loose. Throws a strike to third base, and Brady Clare says, I want nothing to do with that.
Not hit all that deep. It would have to have been a bobble or a drop ball for Clare to advance to third, or potentially a throwaway. But, yeah, Schlungen showing it off.
Yes. Mason Primus into the batter's box. I saw Mason and Brady Clare in pregame. They were playing long toss. Mason standing on the left field line. Brady Clare standing, pretty deep center field. And just getting the arms loose that way. Here's Primus, ground ball to third. Up with it cleanly is Brady Goble across the diamond to Scotty Leeser. 5-3 on the putout.
First pitch swinging as Schlungen got Gertken on the second pitch. And each of them getting good wood on it, but Trent getting under it, Mason topping it, and Richmond in jeopardy of wasting that leadoff double right here.
Yeah, that'll bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Cole as the DH for the Royals today. Steps into the box. Kirby mentioned the wind blowing in, and yeah, the flag has shown us it's blowing in just about straight center field. About west wind, and Cole is going to take that one right off the knob of the bat. That was so close to the forearm.
He didn't flinch or anything.
No.
Didn't even kind of move, so.
Just a strike.
Works for Brian.
Yes, it does. Foul tip off the bat of Cole Schmitz and 0-1. Here's Schmitz. Ball hits slowly to short. Kyle Leeser up with it across the diamond. That's a 6-3 putout, and that'll end the first for Richmond. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We played a half an inning. It's Richmond nothing. St. Martin coming to bat. More baseball here on KASM in a minute.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or take it to go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region 15 seed baseball action on KASM. DJ Schleicher, he's towing the rubber this afternoon for the Richmond Royals. And DJ had a short relief appearance for the Royals in one of their three games they played.
He threw the final two innings against New Munich last Sunday, Randy, as Schleicher, I think he went 3-up, 3-down in the eighth and maybe allowed, I think there was an error in the ninth, but the Martins no stranger to DJ, and the same goes the other way around. DJ no stranger to the Martins. That's right. What happens when you play these guys 15 times a summer.
The pitcher Brian Schlungen, we know he can throw the heat. He can bring the fastball. That's his main pitch for Brian Schlungen. What about DJ Schleicher?
More of a realtor, Randy. Location, location, location. He keeps the ball at the knees or below. It'll be a good day. If he doesn't, things may get hairy for the boys in gray today, but. You know, it's not always just about throwing gas and things like that. You can be a pitcher, make some pitches, execute from time to time.
So Blaine Ottman switching his defense up just a little bit, Kirby, from what we've seen the first three games. We've got Mason Prima's going to catch, Justin Schrader's at first, and Cam Miller's over at third here in the infield. Going to try to stay away from the air bug.
They are. It's bitten them. They're still scratching that air bug itch that they've been bit by, and They are still missing Chase Elshire and Dalton Thielen today, as Dalton's still at Gustavus Adolphus College, their training camp for football, and Chase holding a nice wrist brace on his right hand. So a little wounded are the Royals, but still out there.
First pitch to Kyle Leaser, a strike called, and now a ball low, and the count 1-1 to Mr. Leaser. Looks like we have Mike Lynch behind the plate today, and on the bases, Mick Yankee. Leaser loops this to left center field. That'll drop in for a base hit. Boy, Dusty Adams has to quickly come in from left field. He was playing pretty deep yet, considering that ball may not carry real good to left field.
No, yeah, he's got the wind at his back as an outfielder. You wouldn't have it any other way. As so. Playing awfully deep, but that's a lot of respect right there for Kyle Leaser, obviously. Maybe Dusty saying, I don't want to get beat this early in the game.
Right. Zach Moritz into the batter's box. Zach, the Martin catcher, Brian Schlungen's pitching today, and Moritz to third. Cam Miller picks it up to second for one. The relay to first. Hey, they turn a 5-4-3 double play, and started by the man at third, Cam Miller. And we've seen Cam play a lot of first. Haven't seen him play third, though.
He's been kind of the Swiss Army knife for the Royals in the infield. I've seen him at three of the four spots. And Taylor Made right there, right to the bag. He goes to buddy a strong throw across. We saw a pile of double plays yesterday, and we get one in the first here today.
To the plate, Brian Schlungen. And that pitch, too, Schlungen outside of ball, 1-0. Initially, Mike Lynch looks like he has a pretty small strike zone, Kirby.
I would stamp that, yes.
One ball, no strikes. Pitch to Schlungen, and a swing and a miss. Actually, foul tipped at the plate, and the count, one ball, one strike. Now, for those bracket watchers and wondering, when are these teams going to play in the state tournament? Minnesota Baseball Association comes out with brackets later on this evening, as it's a ground ball to short. Logan Elshire gets a nice hop across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout, and that ends the Martins' first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played one inning. St. Martin, Richmond, we're scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
One in our books and no score as Brian Schlungen taking his warm-up tosses here. Zach Moritz throwing it down to second base. Randy Rodstein, Kirby Hemish with you at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Brad Melke producing our game on a Sunday morning. Cy taking the anniversary week off here.
What's Cyclops up to? Is this his cabin weekend?
No, I think it's his wife and his anniversary.
So
they're celebrating that. They usually do a little trip. At the plate, Justin Schrader takes the first pitch from Schlungen, a ground ball to Tanner Arsenault, and Arsenault up to the task, 4-3 in the putout of Justin. I think if you're Tanner Arsenault, a young kid, and probably likes the way his day started today versus yesterday, he had a ball eat him up yesterday in the infield, then there was another one. And so Tanner, a little confidence builder there. Going to bring Logan Altshire to the plate.
Jeez, he is coming right at these guys.
He is. Just throwing strikes. Hit me. Hit me.
Brian's got somewhere to be, apparently.
0-1 the count to Logan. And the pitch bouncing up to the plate. The count, one ball, one strike.
Forget I said anything.
Logan, another player. I like the versatility of a lot of these players, Kirby. They're not afraid to play different positions and do what they can for the team.
Exactly. We've seen Logan pitch, played third, played short today and Friday night. So, yeah, take the tour. It's fun.
Logan fouls it to the backstop and the count and a ball and two strikes. Looks like Logan will need a seamstress on his pair of pants somewhere in the offseason.
That is a large hole. Holy.
That is a large
Holy.
Hole.
It's a Sunday pants.
Here's Altshire. Just a hard shot, one-hop shot to Kyle Leeser at short. Kyle fields it cleanly across the diamond and another 6-3 putout. Ground ball city early on for the Royals.
Yeah, other than the Gherkin flyout, the other four outs have been on the ground. Kind of stung, but right at guys or not hit hard enough to get through.
Got to bring Cam Miller to the plate. Cameron, another left-handed stick in this Royal lineup. And Cameron tries to throw a bunt down that third baseline. It goes foul and 0-1.
They got five of them in there today, and Chase Elshire not playing. So, yeah, lefty heavy.
0-1 the count with two outs. Here's the pitch, a strike called, and 0-2 now to Cameron Miller.
Lefty heavy, and then Friday night on the mound, they went Claire, lefty. They went Wessel, a drafty, lefty, and they went Austin Larson, lefty. Justin Schrader was warming up, lefty, and Dusty Adams could have thrown lefty.
Right. One ball, two strikes. Got a lot of teams just drooling to have lefties. Miller will follow it to the backstop. The count remains at one ball and two strikes.
What was that old Elmer Schlaper line? If you're left-handed, you have to prove to me you can't pitch, and if you're right-handed, you have to prove to me you can. Something like that.
Is that right?
Yeah. His second best quote, of course, distantly behind, when my eyes got so bad, I quit managing and I started umping.
Miller swings at the deuce, and he is out on strikes, and that'll end the second for Richmond. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1.5. It's Richmond nothing, St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment: Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, we're always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Tucker. Four.
Bottom of the second inning. St. Martin Martins will send Tanner Arsenault, Brady Goble, Avery Schmitz to the plate. Did a little investigating yesterday afternoon.
Oh, Randy on the scene.
Nathan Schlungen, footer, a.k.a., his mother revealed to me that Nathan's text message from Battle Lake was actually sent from her parking lot at home. So Nathan Schlungen was not up at Battle Lake with Joe Gill.
You lied to me, Nathan.
He's been called out by his mother.
Yeah. Mama knows, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, I know Joe wasn't up there.
No.
Because Joe was at the Luxembourg family softball tournament.
And the pitch to Tanner is a ball 1-0. Now, he could have been up at Battle Lake earlier. But,
true.
Yeah. So they were playing with the Chasm announcers a little bit. There's a strike call to Arsenault, and the count at a ball and a strike.
For those curious, Joe Gill still 0-0 in the tournament. No at-bats.
Wow. Pitch outside. That's the Luxembourg softball tournament. They always have a family tournament kind of during region baseball.
They do.
Pitch outside to Tanner. Two balls and a strike. As DJ Schleicher kicks, delivers. Here's a ground ball. Hits slowly to short. Logan Alshire up with it and across the diamond. 6-3 in the putout. Yeah, and we're hoping to get Luxembourg manager Corey Wenz up here. When Luxembourg comes to town, I'm sure Corey will stop up and say hi to us.
He said he would, but we've been lied to before, apparently. I'm looking at you, Nathan. I don't mean to point fingers, but and
Brady Goble comes up to the plate. And Brady will take high for ball 1-0. 1-0 the count. No score if you're just joining us. This a seeding game. Loser gets the number 3 seed. Winner will go into the championship game. A battle for the 1 and 2s. Pitch a ball low and away to Brady and the count 2-0. One hit apiece so far. High sky this afternoon, or this morning yet. I keep saying afternoon. This will be a test for the right fielder, Trent Gertgen, with sunglasses on. Trent makes the catch for the out. We could see that glare here in the press box.
Well, and if you look at where the shadow is, and that's where kind of the ball is, right in that sun. So yeah. Probably not his favorite play in right, but made it look like a can of corn, which it was. Two quick ones.
Bring Avery Schmitz, the designated hitter, to the plate. Yeah, Schleicher, the pitch 2. Schmitz inside, a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Fan attendance has been awesome thus far.
Yeah, is 3,000 good?
3,086.
That's just insane to me.
There's a strike call to Schmitz. One ball, one strike. Strike called on the inside corner, and 1-2.
Dropped a nice hook in there.
One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is high and away in the count 2-2. I mean, you compare this, and we might get that 400 people today. I mean, so 3,400, I'm just saying. You look at what some state tournaments have drawn. I mean, in comparison to this region. I mean, I've seen that 11,000, 10,000.
So, yeah.
And we're getting 3,400 here.
In a fraction of the games.
Yeah, in a fraction of the games. Just speaks very highly of our fan base. Pitch to Avery Schmitz as a called strike three, and Avery's out on strikes. That'll end the second for the Martins. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Two in our books. No score. St. Martin and Richmond. We'll bring in Kirby Hemish. He'll take you the course here through inning number seven right after this 1 minute timeout.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck, and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Gusty Adams. Back to the big yard on First Street South as it is the top of the third inning. Dusty Adams, Kyle, Buddy, Brady, Claire, 8-9-1, getting their first look at Brian Schlungen as Adams' first pitch swinging on the ground to first. Scott Leeser backhands. He will win the race to the bag. And another quick out for Martin pitcher Brian Schlungen, Randy. He's had first pitch outs on four of his seven outs already.
Wow. It's the Royal hitters want to go after that first pitch, and Brian's been starting them out with strikes. It's just like, there it is, hit me.
Bring it on. Kyle, Buddy to the batter's box. Kyle looks at a first pitch strike right there. Buddy's first at-bat of the region tournament. Played in every game, played second in every game, but first opportunity to get into the batter's box as the one-strike pitch.
Wow.
Welcome to Regions, Kyle. Dropping a hook right on the corner. Buddy in a hole at 0-2. 0-2, scoreless here, top of the third inning at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Two-strike pitch, cut on and missed, and Buddy's out on strikes for out number two. First strikeout for Brian Schlungen.
1-2-3, Kirby talked about the big park here at Cold Spring. 330 down the left field line, 348 down the right field line, and then a couple 380 signs in center field. This is a huge park.
Brings Brady Clare to the plates. Brady the lone base runner for Richmond thus far. Doubled to get our game going this morning, 21 minutes ago, as Claire first pitch swinging, pops it up. Left side, Goble calls, Goble catches, and an easy 1-2-3 inning. Schlungen cruises through the top of the third, retiring the Royals in order. We've played 2.5. It is a scoreless ball game. On to the third inning, bottom half, coming up in 1 minute, right here on KASM.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Wade Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Wade Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Oh,
Bottom third and the bottom third of the Martin order. Derek Cole, Scott Leeser, Matthew Schlungen due up. It's Richmond and St. Martin playing here this morning at Cold Spring Baseball Park in Region 15C. Played in regions last year, played in regions in 2019, played in regions in 2018. Played in playoffs, I believe, every one of those years as well, except last year there was no playoffs for the top seven or so teams in the Stearns County League. So no strangers to one another as Cole swings through the first Schleicher offering. Royals defensively, Keller over at third, Logan Alshire at shortstop, Kyle Buddy at second base, Justin Schrader at first. As the one-strike pitch from DJ bouncing up there, evens it up at 1-1. Dusty Adams in left field. In center, Brady Clare. Right field, Trent Gertken. Behind the plate is Mason Primus. DJ Schleicher rocks and fires his 1-1 offering to Derek Cole. Hit on the ground, foul up the third baseline. Carter Wessel out of the dugout to go shag the foul ball.
Was it last year Derek was battling with that hamstring injury? It seemed like...
If he got on, they had to take him out of the game.
Yeah. And then he played with it.
Schleicher's 1-2, bounces a hook up there. Cole stops his swing, able to check it. 2-2 the count.
You ever pulled a hamstring?
Yes. Brutal.
Brutal.
Wouldn't wish it upon
anyone.
As the 2-2 offering that is popped up in the infield. Buddy will come in. No, it's Logan Alshire calling him off, and Logan makes the catch.
Yeah, that's a dangerous play there, Kirby, because you got DJ on the mound, and the ball is actually coming back to him now because the wind's pushing it. And you got Logan and Kyle just on a crash course just about. And finally, I think Logan started yelling, he's got it.
Brings Scott Leeser to the plate, his first region at-bat. Yeah, Schleicher's first offering to Leeser, hit on the ground to third, under the glove of Miller to his left, and a single into left field on the first pitch by Scott Leeser. Second hit for the Martins. Took Cam to his left, Randy. Not an easy play.
Not at all. And that ball just stayed down low, and Cameron just couldn't get the glove down in time.
So a man on. That'll bring Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Matthew? Bunts, hit some sacrifice bunts yesterday. And Schleicher set. High leg kick. First offering to Schlungen is fouled at home plate. No indication of a bunt right there.
Yeah. Matthew's a very important player at that bottom of the order for the Martins. Kirby, you look at some of those games where he's put sacrifice bunts down and he's been able to bunt maybe once in a while. And he's just such an important cog to that lineup.
One strike the count. Leeser a good lead. He's going. Oh, no, he stays put as this pitch tapped foul up the third base line. Each of these teams will be in the 2021 state tournament. Waconia, Chaska, and Hamburg. I believe Chaska is more of the B site. As Waconia and Hamburg will get a good chunk of the C games. We'll have the Richmond game. We'll have the St. Martin game. We'll have the Lux game and the Spring Hill game for sure here on KASM.
Have you been to Waconia?
I have not. Schleicher's 0-2 pitch to Schlungen missing up and away. Have they ever hosted it?
I don't think so, Kirby. I don't. For the life of me, I think when my son was playing in kind of a little baseball circuit, summer league circuit, I think we went to that Waconia Park.
Okay. 1-2 pitch just off the plate right there to Schlungen. Good take by Matthew. Count stays put at 2-2. You didn't even ask about Hamburg.
Been there, did that, done that. What a nice park.
Oh, yeah. Anyone from
Hamlet of Hamburg.
Anyone from Speckville thinks Hamburg, they think the 98 Royals. Randy, right on you.
Boom.
Ball right at Randy Rothstein. There was a net in the way, otherwise he might have made a play on it.
Right.
2-2 the count. Leeser the lead at first. There's one away here. We're in scoreless ball game, bottom of the third inning. Sun-soaked field at Cold Spring Baseball Park. 2-2 pitch, cut on and miss, and a strikeout. As Schlungen goes out swinging. Second strikeout for Schleicher, two away.
That foul ball makes me wonder how many times Jack Bell had to dodge foul balls back in the day because that net wasn't always there, was it?
I'd say probably not always there, but it's been up here.
Those steel poles are...
old.
Quite old.
Yeah. So it's been up here for a while. The Jack Bell press box. That's fun to say.
Yeah.
Two gone. Kyle Leeser up as the lineup flip backs over as the first offering to Kyle missing down and away. Floated a single to left center field. His first time up. Half of the Martin hits. 1-0 the count. Scott Leeser aboard at first. He's got the other half of the Martin hits. And Schleicher set. 1-0 pitch. Fouled into the screen. Evens our count up at 1-1. And if you're sitting here thinking, boy, St. Martin, they're in their third game. They can't have much left for pitching. Well, we haven't seen Kyle throw yet. We know Tanner Arsenal can throw. Does Jalen throw anymore?
Jalen throws. So they have some
there's options.
Some arms in there in a little backpack.
Wouldn't be surprised if the guy standing or leading from first base got out there yet. This pitch fouled at home plate by Leeser. KP in a hole at 1-2.
That's a wait for Kyle. You could see him lunging at that pitch a little bit.
1-2 the count. Two away for the Martins here in the third inning. Leeser his lead over at first base. Justin Schrader holding him on over there. 1-2 the count. That's a big lead. And Schleicher steps off. You could just see Scott kind of taking that lead. And what do you think? He's pitched. He's been compensated professionally, Randy. You think he takes that lead and goes, this used to piss me off when guys did this to me. I'm going to do this to DJ right
now. Yeah, I wonder.
As he gets a little hop, Jackie Robinson leads right there. Is that pitch missing down and away? Leeser stays put. And 2-2 the count. Tough guy to throw three of them in there, too, for
that
DJ. And he's being asked to do that right now.
Pitching very carefully with that runner at first and two outs.
Wind still coming in from left. Schleicher set. His 2-2. That's down and away. And now Leeser will get to leave early as the count fills up at 3-2.
DJ giving his catcher Mason Primus a little bit of a workout behind the plate.
3-2 the count. Schleicher trying to put the Martins to bed here in the third. Payoff pitch. That is hit in the air, and that'll drop in front of Dusty Adams. Scott Leeser stays put as that ball hit a little too hard. Good at-bat for Kyle Leeser, Randy. Flipping some pitches foul, staying off that curveball in the dirt, and he ends up with his second single.
You bet. 2-for-2 for Kyle. Couple runners on, and the young man, Zach Moritz, who bounced into a double play in his first at-bat. He hit it hard. We'll see what he's got in mind here against DJ.
Into second base goes Scott Leeser. Farthest a Martin has advanced. Schleicher now. Two-out rally for St. Martin as the first pitch in there for a strike to Moritz. DJ drops a hook in there.
See Zach with that sliding glove, Kirby. I confirmed my story with Charlie Hannon this morning about the player that slid with the sliding glove and
the oven mitt.
Sprained his other.
One strike pitch to Morris. This is popped up into center field. Brady Clare under it. Now he comes over, and Brady will make the catch cap high. We've seen some adventures in the outfield over the weekends here in Cold Spring, but Clare puts that one in his back pocket, and that does it for St. Martin in the third. They squander two singles. There was no runs, two hits, no Richmond airs, two runners left on base. We've played three scoreless here in Cold Spring. We're back with the fourth inning coming up in a minute on KASM.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ball game this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech Windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park.
You know, there'd be some interesting stats you could probably put together, Kirby, after this region tournament is done, like how many cases of beer did you sell? How many hot dogs? How many hamburgers did you sell? You know, how many gallons of water goes on this baseball field in one sprinkling? And I'm sure John Atchison could come up with a lot of those numbers for us. It's like
sees the figures,
it's probably a little quiz or a little homework for Mr. Atchison.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm sure they keep the receipts. It'll be Trent Gerken, Mason Primus, Cole Schmitz. Their second look at Brian Schlungen here. First pitch swinging.
Wow. Kirby, you flinched.
There's that hole up there. And if it was 2 feet to the right, that thing could have came through. I may have a face for radio, but I happen to like it. So just in case. One strike offering from Schlungen is swung on and missed. Gerken in a hole at 0-2. Trent flew out on the first pitch he saw back in the first inning to Michael Schlungen. So two strikes now on Gerken. Gerken, Primus, and Schmitz. And Schlungen ready. Brian's 0-2 pitch hit on the ground, up the middle, and into center field. Ground ball with eyes, Randall, and
yes,
goes down
indeed.
goes down as a knock for Trent.
You could just see Kyle Leeser just trying to get to it, accelerating with those legs. But once that ball picked up a little speed on that first hop, it scooted through.
We'll bring Mason Primus to the plate. Second Royal hit, first base runner Richmond's had since Claire's leadoff double to start our morning back in the first.
Good hit and run opportunity, maybe.
First offering to Primus, that's hit on the ground and into left field between Goble and Leaser. Speaking of ground balls with eyes, Randy, the Royals cooking here in the third. Fourth, how about?
Fourth inning here. And how come that happens when you bring your cleanup hitter up to the plate all the time? You get the first two guys on, and it's like, well, do you bunt your cleanup hitter or not?
I have never seen Cole Schmitz bunt. He could be Lou Brock of bunting for all I know. Is the first offering to Schmitz, that missing inside for a ball.
That just about got the knob of the bat again.
It did. That happened to Cole his first time up. But, yeah, for the life of me, never seen the guy bunt. As the 1-0 offering, Schmitz hits this one foul up the third baseline. Manager Blaine Ottman, he's not even putting signs on, Randy, so I don't think Cole's bunting. I don't think I'll see Cole bunt yet here today. Gerken at second. We're scoreless in the fourth. Richmond threatening as the 1-1 pitch is waved at by Schmitz. He's in a hole at 1-2. Good pitch right there from Brian Schlungen.
Absolutely. That ball just kind of dove on the inside part of the plate.
1-2 the count now. Brian would love a punch out right here. As the right-hander set, 1-2 offering. That's missing high for a ball. 2-2. He came with that fastball. See if he's trying to change the eye level of Schmitz and come with a hook again right here. Got Cole to swing at one for strike two. Schlungen's 2-2. That pitch is hit in the air. That will be foul. Goble has a play. Goble makes the play at third base, retiring Schmitz on the foul ball pop-out. Big out right there.
Absolutely. Big out for Brian Schlungen and the Martins.
So the all-important first out. Gerken and Primus, no opportunity to advance on that. That'll bring Justin Schrader to the plate. Is that a quiet region? One for the region for the big left-hander. And Schlungen's first offering to Justin. Off-speed pitch on the corner for a strike, man.
Good pitch.
Very good pitch. That backdoor hook. Good spot for it. Schlungen set. Takes a look at Gerken. One strike pitch. That's hit on the ground towards second. Candy hop for Arsenal to Leaser to second for one. Back to first. 4-6-3. Double play as Schrader hit it right on the nose, Randy, but he hit it right at the second baseman. For the Royals in the third, they score no runs. They squander two hits. There were no Martinairs and one runner left on base. 3.5. Scoreless to the bottom of the fourth. Coming up, Cold Spring Baseball Park is the scene. Richmond taking on St. Martin in a seeding game. We're back in 1 minute on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park, and said it before, we've seen a pile of double plays this weekend, Randy, and there's a big one for the Martins.
Yeah, and they're good double plays, Kirby. They're the bam, bam, bam double plays. It's like guys are hitting the ball harder, though. That makes a difference, that you hit it hard to second or you hit it hard to third or even short, and that starting a double play is always the key.
Well, I mean, if you're 20 feet out of the batter's box and the ball's already at second base.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Makes it tough. Meat of the Martin order for San Marti here in the bottom of the fourth. Brian Schlung and Tanner Arsenal, Brady Goebel. And Brian steps in. DJ Schleicher climbs Mount Cold Spring, ready to rock on his fourth inning of work, trying to match Brian with zeros as the first offering to Schlung, and pitch popped up. Right side, Gertkin, he'll get to battle the sun again. Trent looks up. Trent makes the catch for a efficient out number one. So you had Adams in right field on Friday night, Randy, with Gertkin in left. Now they switch it around. I don't know if that had something to do with the righty Schleicher throwing and the lefty Claire throwing or what, but that's the way they drew it up today, manager Blaine Ottman.
And Dusty's one of those outfielders, too. He's played every outfield position, hasn't he?
A lot.
Yeah.
As the first offering, pitch hit on the ground, foul up the first baseline. Played left for a while, center for half a decade, and he's played plenty of right over the years as well.
Played some first base in his later years now, and of course, that old Dusty Adams arm's got a lot of innings in it over the years.
One strike pitch, that pitch lifted into short center field, coming on is Brady Clare still coming, and that'll drop in front of him for a one-out single for Tanner Arsenal. You think Brady was going to dive at that?
You know, I thought so. Initially off the bat, I thought it was going to carry farther because you look at that ball that was hit to Trent. That carried
that
pretty
went,
good.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, Arsenal's ball just kind of held up and Brady started like he was going to catch it. And
four hits, four singles for the Martins. Kyle Leeser's got two. Tanner Arsenal, Scott Leeser have the others. One on, one out. Brady Goebel into the batter's box. Flew out to Gertkin for the second out in the second inning. First offering from Schleicher to Goebel. This pitch popped up to Trent again. Trenty right on it. Drifts over and makes the catch. Efficient again for out number two.
It's almost like we're playing this game, Kirby, on a wiffle ball field. You know, the dimensions.
Sure.
It's like the outfielder's standing about, what, 210 feet away, 220,
mm-hmm.
and nothing gets over him.
You got to, I mean, it's a big park, obviously.
Yeah,
they're playing...
Yeah.
Playing deep enough. Adams is deep in left, as is Gertkin in right, as Avery Schmitz to the plate. First offering to Avery. Pitch missing must have been low. Avery struck out looking. First of DJ's two strikeouts. Now the wind humming a little more, Randy.
Uh-huh.
Coming in from left.
Getting a gust every once in a while.
Pickoff attempt. Arsenal slides back safely. His dad, Jimmy, cracked me up the other night, or it was yesterday. He was having a beer between their games, and he said, well, it's okay. I'm not playing. I can have a beer. He said, and if I'm late saying back, they would have been out anyway. If they're relying on me to say back at first base, they would have been out anyway. As Arsenal punches one to right field, that will sneak past Buddy and turn at second, but diving back to the bag is Tanner Arsenal. So two singles here. Avery Schmitz punching one through.
That guy out at second, Tanner, he can also throw. We saw him throw in high school.
Fast forward. That's what you dubbed him as.
You got it. Man, give me the ball. I'm going to throw it.
Ooh. Toe and go is what Al Almdahl teaches at Albany, and Tanner is taking that to a new level when he toes the rubber. Derek Cole to the plate, two on, two out. First offering to Derek is in there for a strike with the hook. Five singles now for St. Martin. Out hitting Richmond by two. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Martin's looking to scratch the scoreboard first. Schleicher's got other plans. Right-hander set. One strike pitch to Cole. Off-speed. Lifted into left center field. That ball is going to drop. That ball is going to split the outfield. Arsenal comes home. And stopping at third base is Avery Schmitz on the two-out double for Derek Cole. It's 1-0 St. Martin.
Look at that. Yeah, Derek Cole with a huge hit. And we've seen a number of balls hitting that left center field gap today, and it seems like it runs the gap on the outfielders, and that time it did. Enough for Tanner Arsenault to score.
So 1-0 in favor of St. Martin in a big spot right here. Second and third with two away. Schleicher's got to put a pin in this one as DJ set. The right-hander's first offering to Leaser, waved at right there for strike one. Scott singled. His only time up today. Cole from second base, Avery Schmitz at third. Good job by Dusty Adams getting that ball back into the infield, Randy, as the one-strike pitch. That's fouled back, and Leaser in a hole at 0-2. Got to get over there quick, and you got to get it in quick. Otherwise, Carlos is going to send Avery on that. 0-2 the count. 1-0 in favor of St. Martin, and they're threatening big time here in the fourth. Right-hander set. He comes home. His 0-2 pitch in there. Strike three. DJ paints a corner. Leaser's out on strikes for a big strikeout. His third, and that does it for the Martins in the fourth. They do scratch the scoreboard first, scoring one run on three hits. No Richmond errors, two runners left on base. We've played four. Scoreboard now says 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the fifth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top five in CS. It's Logan Elshire stepping into that left-handed batter's box. As pitching with the lead for the first time is Brian Schlungen, his first offering to Logan. That pitch is hit in the air to right center field. This ball is up there, Randy.
Yes, it
as
is.
Schlungen comes on, he'll make the catch to retire Elshire on out number one.
Sounded like he might have broke his bat.
I don't think that's possible.
No?
That's a bomb bat.
Oh, it is. Okay. Maybe just, that's the sound of the bomb bat.
And yeah. Just maybe didn't get it all that square. One away on one pitch. Cam Miller to the plate. As the first offering to Miller in there for a strike. Brian's got 13 outs and on what? 14 pitches, Randy?
Tell you, that pitch count is very low for him right now.
One strike offering to Miller. That slashed foul up the third baseline. Cam in a hole at 0-2. Miller time a lefty, followed by Adams the lefty. They run four of them in a row in the 5-6-7-8 spot. Leadoff man a lefty as well. As 0-2, Brian gets a fresh pearl. Back out onto the mound. Right-hander's got the sign from Zach Moritz. His 0-2 pitch fouled to the screen. Miller stays alive at 0-2. Richmond with three hits, Claire's double, and the two singles last inning for Gertken and Primus. Some hard contact, but outs as this pitch fouled back by Miller. staying tough in there at 0-2. This will be his fifth pitch of this at bat. He had a five-pitch inning, Randy, back in the second, as this pitch up the middle and fielded deep in the hole by Arsenal. He will not have time to get Miller. That knocks Brian over, Randy. Did he just kind of react awkwardly to that?
I think he just misstepped after that ball got by him and tripped himself up.
Fourth hit for Richmond. Infield single for Miller. As that will bring Dusty Adams to the plates. Dusty bounced out to Scott Leeser. Back in his first at bat in the third inning. Your favorite time of day, Randy.
Oh, you got it.
11:50
on the clock.
As the first pitch in there for a strike to Adams. And Dusty with that shake of the head as he looks back at the plate umpire, Mike Lynch. If a look could say 1,000 swear words, huh?
Yeah. It was like, what the heck was that?
One strike the count. Schlung and long pause. Comes home. One strike pitch. Adams will punch that into left field. Back-to-back singles for the 7-8 hitters in Miller and Adams. Tying run at second base now for Kyle Buddy.
Is it bunt time?
There's one out.
Yeah. I mean,
I would say no. Putting a lot of pressure on Claire there. Buddy into the batter's box. Goble behind the bag at third. Miller leads from second. Adams from first. 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. Richmond trying to change that. Schlungen's first offering to Kyle Buddy on the corner for a strike. Kyle went down swinging on three pitches. His first at bat. One strike the count. Schlungen set. One strike pitch to Buddy. Oh, twists out of the way. Pitch missing inside. 1-1. Should have worn that. Schlungen back. 1-1 pitch. Fouled at home plate by Buddy. Healthy hack at that one. Moving our count to 1-2. Grant Ludwig out of the dugout. Martin's got all those bat boys, and the draftees got to go pick up the foul ball. 1-2 the count. Schlung and set. Runners at first and second. Is 1-2 pitch. That pitch will hit Kyle Buddy. He didn't take the bean earlier. He says this one got him. Brian looking at the plate umpire saying, what? Moritz kind of shaking his head saying, yeah, that did get a little piece of him. And they're Royals everywhere as the lineup flips over. It was caught cleanly by Moritz, and I think that's why Brian's saying, well, how did it hit him? But
right.
It must have just got either an elbow guard or a jersey or something. So base is chucked. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second. Corners in for St. Martin. First offering to Claire, missing outside for a ball. Brady doubled in his first at-bat. Flew out to third baseman Brady Goble. A Brady to Brady. Back in the third inning. Schlung and set. 1-0 pitch to Claire. That's hit. Past a diving Leeser at first. Miller scores. Ottman is waving home Adams. The throw is up the line, and Dusty with a late stop sign as the bases remain loaded on the RBI single by Brady Claire.
That had been really, really close at home plate as Matthew Schlungen's throw came into Zach Moritz. It was pretty close to home plate curb. That would have been a bang-bang.
That would have been exciting. We've seen plenty of plays at the plate.
Yes, we have.
So, bases loaded still for the Royals.
New ball game.
Trent Gertgen into the batter's box. Just under a diving glove of Scott Leeser at first, who was playing in. First offering to Gertgen. Curveball missing high for a ball. Trent flew out to right and singled up the gut thus far today. Third base coach Blaine Ottman putting the brakes on, probably because you're in the thick of your order. 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss right there from Gertgen. Comes up empty. Evens us up at 1-1. Trent let it eat on that. First base, Adams. Second base, Buddy. Third base, Adams. Second base, Buddy. First base, Claire. As this pitch waved at by Gertgen on the off speed, moving our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count to the Royal right fielder. They've tied it here in the fifth. They're looking to take their first lead. As the 1-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground towards second. Leeser Fields flips to Arsenal for one. The relay to first in time. Big double play induced by Brian Schlungen, 6-4-3. Randy, how many times are we going to say it? Just a ton of double plays in this tournament.
The Martins looking for that double play ball, and absolutely, they got it here against the Royals.
Richmond ties it up, scoring one run on three hits, no Martin errors, and one runner left on base, two runners left on base, excuse me, as Richmond has tied it up here in the fifth inning. We're 1-1 our score. Bottom of the fifth coming up in a minute on KASM.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.